Hi.
My name is Elizabeth Blaney, and I work with Unión de Vecinos, and we are a community-based organization in Boyle Heights. How many of you know where Boyle Heights is? Just by show. Oh, yay, great. Okay. And what I'm going to talk about today is participatory community development, and then what art and organizing kind of has to do with that. So the first thing I want to do is kind of break down those three words, participatory, community, and development. So just when I say participatory, or when people think of participatory, what's the first thing that kind of comes to people's minds? Anyone can answer that. Participate, okay. What else? Discussion. Mutual support. Collaboration. Anything else? Contribution. Disagreement. Power relations. Access to information. I'm sorry? Manipulation. Anybody else? I'm sorry? Imagination? Anybody else? Diversity. Okay. Anybody else? Anything? Any other comments people want to say about participation or participatory? Okay. I heard process, and somebody said something else. Collective coercion. Okay, so for me, one of the things when I think of participatory, I think of action and active. And one of the things that I think of it in terms of action and active, something that's also reflective and analytical that moves people into some type of action. And an example of something that I mean by that is what we do in our organizing with Unión de Vecinos is that we form different committees in various geographical areas in Boyle Heights. And we just will pick a block, strategically pick a block and start knocking on doors and try and bring people together and have a house meeting and start talking to people. And what we ask them to do is to start reflecting on what the problems are in the community and identifying those problems. And then being analytical about it and talking about, well, what are the root causes of those problems? And then leading into the question, well, what am I going to do about it in terms of taking action? So that we can participate together in doing something about our circumstance. Okay, so the next part of community, participatory community development, is the word community. What do people think of when they hear that? Responsibility. What else? Sharing. Collective voice. Relationships. What else?
Survival.
Survival. What?
Identification.
Don, you can put it right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Identification, what else? relationships with other communities. What else? Collective consciousness.
Diversity.
Suspicion of difference.
Suspicion of difference.
Location.
Location. I'm sorry?
Comment.
The comment?
Exclusion.
Anybody else?
Space.
Celebration.
Celebration.
Discourse.
Discourse? Okay.
Self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
Interaction.
Anybody else? These are all great.
Issues.
Imagine. Imagined. Power? Don't say power. So the thing that I'm going to add up here is those impacted. A group of people coming together to with their commonalities to address something that they're impacted by. And for us in Boyle Heights, we do work in different parts of Los Angeles, but mainly we are focused in Boyle Heights, and it's a population of about 90,000 residents, and they consist of youth and seniors and homeowners and tenants, primarily immigrant community and low-income families. And we think of this community of Boyle Heights on a larger scale in terms of the whole area of Boyle Heights, but also on a local level, in terms of these little committees that we form by neighborhoods. So they're addressing local issues to their block or to their area that might be a quarter of a mile square radius, but then come together to look at all of Boyle Heights as a community working towards trying to change things that are going on in their community. So the last component I want to look at is development. What do people think of when they hear that?
Money.
Change.
Agendas.
Structure.
Gentrification.
We see a lot of that happening now.
Forgetting.
Process.
Somebody said something else I didn't quite catch.
Strategy. People.
Plan.
Profit.
Movement towards goals.
Demolition.
Rhetoric.
Imposition of values.
Displacement.
Systematic.
else?
Imperialism.
I'm sorry?
Imperialism.
Imperialism.
Time.
Side effect. Anybody else? Regression.
Erasure.
Oh, erasure, sorry. Okay. Anything else? Progress. I'm sorry, Jackie, missed opportunity? Is that what you said? Or did someone say?
Opportunity.
Oh, sorry. Lack of accountability. Sexism. We could have a whole long discussion just on this, based on these responses. Okay, so for me, and in the work, the organizing work that I do with Union de Vecinos, development for me means change. So when I think of participatory community development, I think of action by those impacted to make change. And so that's kind of what we kind of do at Union de Vecinos in our organizing work. And so now the question is, well, how does art and the organizing around action by those impacted to make change, how do those kind of come together? And for me, well, first I wanted to get a sense, how many people in the room, by show of hands, consider themselves artists? Okay. And how many people consider themselves organizers? Okay. So my background is more in organizing, and even though I'm a member of Ultra Red and I've done some video projects and a sound project and some performative pieces, I still have a hard time seeing myself as an artist, and I see myself more as an organizer. And so for me, the art is a process that works, that is active, that includes the people who are impacted, and that results in some type of change. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that and some of the work. For me, the best way to describe it is just to give examples of how that has kind of worked and an example of where I see that it didn't quite work. So we were doing a project in Dublin where there was with public housing residents. And there was about 20,000 people who live in this public housing development, and it was going to be torn down and then new houses rebuilt. And as a part of this development, they had funding to hire artists to come in and do different projects. And so Ultra Road was one of the groups to come in and do one of these projects, and there was another artist who had also, various artists who had come in. And the other artist, one of the things that he had wanted to do was to build a big giant chair and a sculpture of a chair in the middle of this development. And the chair was to be made out of donated chairs from the residents who lived in the public housing. And he asked, basically, he just asked people to donate a chair. It could be an old chair, it could be a rocking chair, whatever kind of chair. And he was going to take this and then put everybody's names on it who had donated it. And I think that was a good project from an art perspective. But from an organizing perspective, I was a little bit more critical of that project because it wasn't actively involving the people who were impacted by what was going on with this redevelopment and to make some type of change. And so one of the things that we did in Pico Liso, how Union de Vecinos first started, is that we were working with a community, public housing residents, under Hope 6 program, where the government was coming in, going to demolish all of the public housing and relocate the families and basically gentrify this community. And so we were doing organizing around this to stop this from happening, to make changes to the plans for this, to ensure that everybody had a house at the end of the project. And we did a project called Concrete Projections. And what we did was
No, it's okay. Is in one of the developments we had, there were three-story buildings shaped in this triangle, and then it created this courtyard. So we projected a video onto this side of the building and a video onto the full side of this three-story building here. We had slides projected onto this building, and we had a pirate radio station inside one of the apartments where during the event, we had residents who were being interviewed, and we also had playbacks of CDs, some of the structural adjustments that you heard earlier. And everybody was gathered in here. And we invited community people, and we invited an art audience, and we invited other officials. Even the housing authority themselves came to check this out and see what was going on. And what it was it was a culmination of a process that we went through. And it was, in terms of what we used here, the thing that was good about it is that the community residents who lived in all the public housing were involved in this, but not in terms of thinking of it as an art project, as in they did some of the video recordings, and they were interviewed by video and through sound recordings. But as they were going through it, they weren't thinking about, okay, this end result is going to be this art project. It was more used as a tool to support the organizing work. So for example, when Daunt came in and was doing all of the sound recordings of our protests and of the resident delegations we had to the housing authority and of people knocking on doors, talking to the residents, we used that as a way to play back to the residents so they could hear and evaluate the work that they were doing and then reflect on that and think about next steps. So what this event turned out to be is it changed the way that people thought about the work that they were doing. First, it changed the attitude of the people that came here, because a lot of the people who had come here from outside of Boyle Heights were afraid. When we talked to them, they were afraid. I mean, it was the projects, and it was a nighttime activity, and people were like, well, what do I do with my car, and how late should I stay here? But when they came and were part of the celebration, where there was a quinceañera here happening in the middle, and people were dancing together, and people were laughing together, they saw the life that this community had. So it changed their attitude. It changed the attitude of the housing authority officials, because they are used to us protesting and knocking on their doors, and when they came down here, they saw that it was something that was fun and that was a celebration of life. So it started to change their attitude. But more importantly for us, it also changed the attitude of the residents who participated in it. At the time that we did this, it was at a point where we were kind of really in, I don't want to say a low moment, but it was really a struggle. We weren't sure where we were with our wins and with our victories or what was going to happen. And people were feeling a little bit burnt out. And people were feeling a little bit concerned and disappointed. So when they saw themselves projected on this three-story building, and they saw themselves marching and confronting housing authority officials and having the guts to get up and speak in front of housing authority officials, they started to evaluate and start thinking, I did this. And despite all the fear and the intimidation that I've been through, look at what I've accomplished. And it really gave the residents renewed energy to continue with their struggle to save their homes. And so I think for me, in terms of how I see art, this is an example of a project that actively involved people to be reflecting on what was going on around their specific issue. And it took it to a point where it started changing things. It changed people's attitudes. It changed how they looked at the situation. It gave them new energy and a new perspective. And that's just kind of an example of how we see the art and the organizing coming together. And also to answer kind of what Daunt was asking in terms of what does organizing kind of lack that art can provide. For me, it brings a whole other medium to the work in terms of using video, in terms of using sound, and it brings a whole new audience to the work. Because then we start thinking about different groups that we wouldn't normally reach out to as organizers in terms of trying to convince or to persuade. And it brings a whole other group and a whole other dialogue to the work, and it creates a whole other perspective at how to look at our work. That I think is important.
Yeah, I think that was it.
That's all I kind of wanted to say about that. So thank you. And I think Leonardo is next.